Morning, Mesechtes Yevamim is Daf Nun Aleph Amar Aleph, and we are starting the last words on Daf Nun Amar Beis. In the Mishnah, we had a machlokes Rab Gamliel and the Rabbanon. If yesh get achaget or ain't get achaget, if yesh maimar chamaimer or ain't maimar chamaimer, which means that if you have a Reuven dies with two wives and Shimon gives a get to both of them, so according to Rab Gamliel, the second get is loymailev loymayer. It doesn't do anything because the first get would do whatever it can do. The same thing with Maimer. You give Maimer to the first one, the second one, there's no Maimer that's doing anything. Whatever Maimer did already. According to Rabbanon, there is Get Achaget, is Maimer Achaget Maimer. The Gemara now is going to discuss what the Biur HaMachlokes is. Omar Rava, my time with the Rav Gamliel. What's Pshat Rav Gamliel? Zog to Gemara, the Mesafkalei, Rav Gamliel's Mesupik, Get Idochi, Eloi Dochi. Maimer Ikoni, Oi Loi Koni. The Shiloh was, the Sufik was, is Get, is a Get, Dochi or not dochi? Maimer ikoni loy koni. Get idochi loy dochi. Ikama dochi. Which means like this. We'll speak outside first. That it's mashma kapshutai that there's a tzad fear of Gamliel that if a Shimon gives a get to his Yevama, it's just like a chalitza. It knocks her out. And it's a little bit shver, that's just thing, but maybe that's just thing as the rice take a din of a get. And Maimer also. There's a tzad that if you give maimer, you did kind of the mitzvah yibum, like it says loch l'elisha. Maybe with maimer you kind of and Rav Gamliel's mesupik if that's true or not. So he says to himself like this. So get idochi idochi. So ikam idochi. If when Shimon gave the first wife, let's say Rachel, a get if it was doicher her, so baster by covered. On the second one, you didn't do anything. Ikam idochi. If it wasn't doicher the first one, so baster nam idochi. The second one doesn't do anything either. It's a marav shach. If get tuz oif what it's supposed to do, so it knocked out the first lady already, first wife already. So you give it to the next one, let's say Rachel and Bracha. You gave it to Rachel already, give it to Bracha, nothing's going to happen. It's already done. The Yibum is done. Teretz's get does not do anything, so it won't do anything to Bracha either. That's what says, ain't get acha get. Or don't get acha get. Whatever get did, it did already. That's Rav Ashita. Rav Ashita is that Rogamil's Mesupik if get dochi or loy dochi. And the same thing by Maimer. Maimer ikoni loy koni. Ikama koni vaster vaykavet. If the first one was koina, what is the second one doing? Vikama loy koni vaster nam loy koni. The second one was not koina. Now, to have idea that Maimer is koina midraisa, that we already had that shy idea. We had it earlier in Daf Chav Tes, according to Beis Shammai, that if you give Maimer, it could make a kinyan gomer. Does it sound like that? And we the Ritva explained, because it says two things, Yivam Yavir Leh, Vlacha Isha, and he learns very two dinim. One din are they bia, one din are they lochal or isha. That maybe you can hear. The pella is that get should be the rice. There's a little bit of a pella. I in the Karen Oyer that discusses it. It might be a din. The Rabbanon block upon him. What the Rava's pshat and Rav Gamliel is that whatever get did, it did already, and whatever it's going to do, it did already. So the next one's not going to do anything more. The same thing with Maimer. That's the pshat and Rav Gamliel. And the Rabbanon obviously hold no that get is a it takes off half of it and the next get can take off another half and Maimer also only does part way. Eisei Abaya by the Avakasha Rava's pshat and Rav Gamliel. Eisei Abaya we have a brayse that says like this: a moide Rav Gamliel sheyesh get acha Maimer or Maimer acha get, and that's so far so good. Rav Gamliel's moide that's a get acha Maimer, Maimer acha get because they're not doing the same things. And he also is moide the get acha bia or Maimer. That means you have Maimer, then bia, and then get, or Maimer acha bia get, which means get then bia then Maimer. There also he holds that it works. It works. And the kash is like this: if Gamliel is mesupik, to have a kibir the lechatchila v'tikni, so the haltnan habilo is not shivetchila in acharei aklom. Saying like this: if you learn for Gamliel, it's all or nothing. So let's say you start with a maimer, then you do a bia. Get should not work in manav shach. Why? Because if maimer was kani, so nothing works afterwards. If maimer was not kani, so then bia was kaina. Because the halacha is that if bia is first, then bia is koni legamri. So here, if you have maimer bia, then get, according to Rava's pshat, meman of shach, there shouldn't be anything after the bia and the maimer. Because if maimer was koni, it's done. And if maimer was koni, the bia was koni. So if you Rava, that's either or, so then what's the pshat? Let's see it inside one more time. Vimus after Gamil to have a kabir the chachila, but technically we kind of don't know. Habiila was not with chachila and a correct law. So that's why it's a kasha on Rava's pshat. Rava's pshat is, you know, Gamil is that the mesopik was all or nothing. So if it's all or nothing, so then a bf that should work. Elam abaya a different pshat in Ravan Gamil. Elam abaya lo ilam pshiti leir Gamil beget the dachi maimer dekani. It's bad that's only the Rabbanon, and it's Pasha Vira Gamil that get is Deicha a certain amount, and Maimer is Kani. It's not Suffolk, it's Pasha. Umiya Omer Rabbanon, but Chazal said, Hoye Vamba Bechad Sad Mahani Baget, Bechad Sad Mahani Maimer. There's a certain part of the Yavmus that get affects. It weakens the Zika. And once you weaken that Zika, you can't weaken it again. It's weakened already. So, and Maimer, what it does is it strengthens the relationship. It strengthens the Zika. So whatever it does, it does. You can't do any more after that. Whatever was done, the first one did it already. The first one did it already. They're each attacking different aspects of the Zika. Okay, this one is cutting off part of the Zika, and this one's strengthening part of the Zika. Therefore, get the Maimer can work one after another, because they're not doing the same thing. But according to Ragambiel, once you did one part, you can't do more. You already did it already. Rabbanon, what does Rabbanon hold? So he's saying like this. Get can't work again, because whatever it did already. Whatever get did, it did already. Let's say the Chazal said that when you do a get, it knocks off 25% of the Zika. So once you knock off 25% of the Zika, you can't knock off anymore. There's only more you can do about it. It does knock off Gansin. It doesn't. Because really, you need Chalitza. When you have a Vama, a get does not work. Don't wait here, someone who died and there's a Vama fell. So get does not really work. So they said if you give a get, it makes it into a Rabban Degdin Lo Yivne. Once that happens, there's a Lo Yivne, finish. So there's nothing more you can do about it. Same thing with Maimer. You give Maimer, the exclusion of Rabbanon of Yivama. Once you did it, the exclusion of Rabbanon. There's nothing more you can do. So, even if it's different Yivama, even if Yivama with different people, it's done. In this Yibum, it's done. That's what I recommend. And by Get Acha Maimer, they're doing different things. The Get is making it kolosh, making it weakened, the Zika, and Maimer is strengthening the Zika, doing different things. So, it's Pasha Maimer Get. Yeah.
So, exactly, they're doing different things. Why does the Maimer affect it?
It does affect it. My machia works, according to Rav Gamliel. My machia works. It was so in the Brice to go up a few lines. My dog will just get achamai. My machia get. It works. Taka works.
What happens
in this situation? Then, you want to give a case? We'll give the case. Let's say Reuven dies with two wives, Rachel and Bracha. Shimon gives Rachel a get and gives Bracha Maimer. The halach is you still need chalitza to one of them and you have to give a get to the Maimer. Because the Maimer worked.
Let's give it both to one lady.
What?
Let's give it both to one lady.
Both one lady also. You have to give a get, and you still have to do chalitza. Actually, the only case now, we only have to give chalitza first. You have to give a get, and then you give a maimer to the same lady. It's chal, the maimer, because get's on the rabbanon. You have to give another get, and you have to give a chalitza. You have to give a chalitza. That's the halacha. So what's down the rabbanon who argue? Rabbanon hold that rabbanon kol chad v'chad takinu rabbanon get the maimer b'yavamu. That means in the arsenal, every Yavama has an opportunity to get a get and a maimer, and every Yavam has the opportunity to give a get and a maimer. Therefore, it's possible to have get acha get by giving get to one and get to the other one, because that one didn't get a get yet. And maimer also. Everyone has all different things. Echram to the same woman, get acha get wouldn't work. That obviously wouldn't work. But maimer and get, every single Yavama and every single Yavam has a power to do a get and a maimer. Like Rashi says, kochav echad min hayevamim tikra kidul rabbanon get the maimer b'chol hayevamois. So therefore, everyone has their own opportunity. That's the vira rabbanon. That's the rabbanon gemil. Now, if you turn back to the Mishnah on daf nun amud aleph, when it explains en get acha get, so Rashi says, divrei masa en get acha get, Rashi says, shtei yevamis to adam echad me'ach echad v'nosen get lezu v'get lezu en osa b'krev v'shnei. Now it's a question, why? Di kamba hani hapaka zika d'vayu. If the first one works, so then it's like a nachras because the zika came off. So who's Rashi sound like? Rashi sounds like Rava. So the Masha asks, that why does Rashi say like Rava? She's like, we pass like a, it looks like we come out like a Baya. Just that's our aura from the Masha. And the answer, right, the Rashi always is Mefarish Mishnah, is like the Havimid Al Kapodim. That's the two Peshat Mechlekes, Rava and Abaya. Now the Gemara goes a little further now. Now we establish Peshat, let's say, in Ragamil. They have to explain, why does Get work after Bia and Maimer? And why does Maimer work after Get and Bia? So look, we said it, we understand why Maimer works after Get, they're doing different things. But what about there was a Bia over here, a Bia after the Maimer, or Bia after the Get? So how does something work after that? So the Gemara explains like this. The high Bia Psula, Adifa Maimer, the Grima Maimer. This Bia Psula, this Bia was done after a Maisa, after Maimer, after Get, is better than Maimer, and it's worse than Maimer. Adifa Maimer, the Ilu Maimacha Maimer Le Mahani. If it would be a Maimer after a Maimer, it wouldn't work. That means you did Maimer to Rachel, and then you did Bia to Bracha, right? So if it would be Maimer to Bracha, according to Rav Gamila, it wouldn't do anything. But here, we're saying the Bia did do something. You'll need a Get for that. So, Adiva Maima and it's Grima Maima. Why? Adiva Maima, Adiva Maima, Acha Maima, Leha, Mahani, Vilu, Bia, Acha Maima, Mahani. The Grima Maima...
Even if it's the second one, the
Bia
to the second one?
The Bia to the second one, the Halacha is need a Get for that. But it doesn't work, it's not an Ibum, because it's already, since you have a Maima to the other one, so now it's Eish Shnei, it's Baina Shnei Batim already. It's called Baina Shnei Batim. Both, yeah,
you both
get. Right, you get to both of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. Both of them need to get. So if it would be Maimer to Bracha, according to Rav Gamliel, it would do nothing. And the Bia works. But the Griyam and Maimer, the Ilum Maimer Acha Get, if it would be Maimer Acha Get, Koni Lekulu, she would get. It would take of anything, there'd be nothing left now to do. After you get to the Maimer, you can't do anything afterwards. The Ilu Bia Acha Get, Loi Kandile, the Lekulu, she would get. But a Bia Acha Get, there's still room for the Maimer to be Chal. So it's better than Maimer could be Chal after Maimer. But it's worse than Maimer because if it would be, let's say, Maimer Acha Get, then you wouldn't be able to do any Maimer anymore. But here, even by Maimer Acha Get, you could still do Bia, or Bia Acha Get, you still could do Maimer because it didn't take away, it didn't finish off the Shiura to Get. It didn't finish the Kudus to Get. The correct way to say it is like this, that after a Get, you have Bia, you still could do Maimer. Even though if that Bia would be a Maimer, you wouldn't be able to do Maimer anymore. But the Bia after Get does not take away all the koyach of the Maimer, so it's a little bit griya and Maimer also.
Why?
What's the reason?
Yeah.
You want to do the Hezber Adava? Because the Chazal Umasakin, that Maimer works by someone that still has Zika. Since the second Bia was Bia Psula, there's still a Zika here. Didn't take care of the Zika. Therefore, there's still room for Maimer to be Chal. So it means if you have Get and Bia, the Maimer still could be Chal. I would say Bia is not worse than Maimer. And if you have Get and Maimer wouldn't be able to be Chal. No, still Chal. Why? Because the Bia didn't take care of the Zika. And we have still have Zika. Chazal said that Maimer works. Maimer works, we still have Zika. And here, it didn't take away all the Zika that's left. Mashenki and Maimer took Midarabonon, took away all that Zika that was left, that the no Maimer could be Chal after that. So tomorrow, Vaidu, Tana Rabbanon. Ketzed Om Ragamil Ein Get Acha Get. In our Mishnah, it said, Ragamil says Ein Get Acha Get, and Rabbanon say Yes Get Acha Get. What is the case? The Mishnah never says a ketzed on that. So what's the case that Ein Get Acha Get? The case like this. Shtei Yevamois, Shnof LeYavam Echad. Again, there's a case like Reuven dies, he leaves two wives, Lefnei Yavam Echad. Menosan Get Lezu VeGet Lezu. He gives a get to Rachel, gives a get to Bracha. Rav Gamil Omer Cholitz to Rishoyna VaOser Kravisah. Give Cholitz to the first one, you Oser in her Kravis. Umutav Kravishnia. The second one is like nothing ever happened. Nothing ever happened. Mutav Kravishnia means you give a get to Rishoyna and also Kravishnia. You give a get to both of them. You give a Cholitz to Rishoyna now. It's good. V'chom Omerim Noisin Get Lazu VeGet Lazu Oser Kravishdeim. You Oser Kravishdeim because they both had effect. V'Cholitz La'achas and you Cholitz to one of them. So that's the machlokes by in get achaget. V'chein atayim shnei yivamin yivam achas, and the same halacha would apply where there's Shimon Alevi and Reuben's wife. Reuben died, and Reuben's wife is forced to even Rachel, and Shimon gave get, and Levi gave a get. A few Rabbi Gamil, only Shimon's get will connect them to make them also be krivus. Means Rachel and Bracha fell to Shimon. But also Maimer Bezu Maimer Zu. He gave each one kedushin. Kedushin the Rabbanon of Maimer of the kedushin Yevamim. Now Gemil Maimer, Noisin Get LeRishayna. You give a get to the first one because he gave Maimer. You have to have a get. VeChaylosan. You give a chalitza. But also VeKroy V'Sel. Umutu VeKroy V'Shniya. The second Maimer did nothing. Umutu VeKroy V'Shniya. VeChal Maimer Noisin Get LeShteim. Both Maimer worked. Both Maimer worked. They give LeShteim. But also VeKroy V'Shteim. Also VeKroy V'Shteim. VeChalitz Lachas. We give chalitz to one of them. And the same halacha applies to the same halacha will apply where there's two yevamim and yevam achas. Example that the Shimon and Levi who give maimer to Rachel, both give maimer to Rachel. According to Rabbi, two getin. According to Rabbi Gamliel, one get. That's the halacha. Amar, noisin get lezu v'get lezu. It says when you give a get to each one, let's say Rachel and Bracha, let's make it simple. You give a get to Rachel, you give a get to Bracha. Rav Gamliel and Mechelut to Rishayna va'asu b'kray v'seha umut b'kray v'shtiya. Why a second get did nothing? The problem is like this: you have to give chalitza. Reuven died. Rachel and Bracha, they need one of them needs chalitza to take over Zika. After you give a get to the first one, the get the second one didn't do anything. So who has more Zika? Who has more Zika? The second one, Bracha has more Zika. Nothing ever happened to her Zika because the first Zika got knocked down a little bit with the get. On the second woman, yeah. Right. Right, but there's such a thing. What? Right. Okay, but I said the get went to her. I said who also which crave is also to get? Yeah, the first one. So the second one that was nothing done to her yet. So there is a halacha before. So that's we your svara. True. The problem is we have a Shmuel that says not like that before. On Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, Shmuel says, "Cholatz lebalas haget, loy nifter etzara." If you give chalitza to the balas haget, loy nifter etzara, because it's klisha zikasa. It's called chalitza psula. Her zika is less, so you give chalitza to the other one who's stronger. And this Rav Gamliel is a kasha on that. Leimid the avtiv to the Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, "Cholatz lebalas get, loy nifter etzara." So you see, it's better to give the chalitza to the tzara, that's clear. The zika is still here after the get. Doesn't take off the zika. The zika is still here. That means both of them cannot go marry Lashuk. They have zika here. It's better, Shmuel says, to give chalitza to the one who nothing happened to the zika. So you're tining that the zika is like one big zika of Reuven, and he did something to it. But still, Shmuel held that still the other one's better, even though a meister. So chal v'az get, l'nif the tzara. So chal to be a kash on Shmuel. Omloch Shmuel. Ki amri ana, I said that according to Van Delma holds yesh zika. I said that according to Van Delma holds all over mivamis that yesh zika. Now Gemil Sav ain't zika. Gemil Sav ain't zika. He holds in Perek Meshamai where it talks about a case where someone was married to a ketana and she had a sister married to her brother, to his brother, and Reuven Dawe had children, and his wife's sister fell to Yibum. And Shah, what should he do with his own wife, who's only the Rabban the wife? If he married to his wife, the Raisa, or knock out Asa Erva, that thing. But here, it's only the Rabban. So Ragamil allows you to wait till she gets older. It's a Chos Zika Kosoi. He's not worried about Zika. He holds Ein Zika. So, Akaponim, since he holds Ein Zika, therefore you can be Chaylitz the Baal Saget, and the Torah is Niftarah, because the whole din of Chos Baal Saget, the Torah is only called Yesh Zika, which means a very strong Zika, therefore you have to give the chalitz to the right person. But Shank, if you hold Ein Zika, it's not a problem. Pray to Gemara, Midrash Gemil, Sava Ein Zika, if you're saying Gemil holds Ein Zika, so Rabbanon argue around Gemil, right? We have in our mystery argue about Maimer, Achamaimer, Get, Achaget, so assuming they also argue about Zika also probably. Ragamil Sava Ein Zika, our Rabban of our Mishnah probably holds Rabban Sava Yesh Zika. And what's the problem with that? Viktani Seifa says in the Seifa, V'chena to Omer, the same Machloikis Ragamil Rabbanon is V'shnei Yevamim V'Yevam Achas, where there is Shimon Alevi who Rachel falls to them. And it says that according to the Rabbanon, you give, if you gave a get to both of them, Shimon Alevi gave get, Shimon Alevi both gave gitten to Rachel. The halacha is, One chalitza is enough. That's what they said. One chalitza is enough. Ramil says, one chalitza is enough. So what's the problem with that? If Rabbanon would yazika, let me have to the rab, Rav, chalitza pesula, tzarek laksa kalachim. When it's chalitza pesula, you have to be chayza and all the brothers. It means that all the brothers got to do chalitza. See here, both Shimon and Levi have to do chalitza. Why say one chalitza is enough? So teretz is going to be even upon hold in ziko also like a gemil. The only argument is something else. I'm like Rabba bar Rav Huna, bein le Rabbi gemil, bein le bon and savri ein ziko. They both hold in ziko. But if you held the Yazika, so then you would have to hold that Shimon and Levi both have to do Chalitza. Why? Again, it's Chalitza Psula. Because since it's a weakened Chalitza, because you gave a get it ready, so it's ready, you can't do Yibim anymore. Then, of course, Chalitza Psula. Chalitza Psula means in the case we can't do Yibim to that person anymore, so it becomes a Chalitza Psula. So we have to say, Rav Gamliel is Ein Zika because he says that Chalitza the Baal Saget works for the Tzara. And you have to say Rabbanon hold in Zika because Rabbanon say that we have Shimon and Levi, both of them give Gittin to Rachel, one Chalitza is enough. Shimon's Chalitza only, Levi is enough, even as Chalitza Psula. So you see he holds Ein Zika as well. And you have to say that our Machlekes here is only if Yesh Mayim HaKamayim HaGet HaGet and not if Yesh Zika and Ein Zika, everyone holds Ein Zika.